Sports Radio Network. The Fantasy Sports News Desk, sponsored by New York Daily News with Tony Cincotta.
Back in August with training camps, and now we're down to the final four as the Atlanta Falcons, the New England Patriots, got it done on Saturday with a 36-20 victory from the Atlanta Falcons over the Seattle Seahawks, and then the New England Patriots 34-16 victory over the Houston Texans. The Green Bay Packers over the Dallas Cowboys 34-31 in what might have been one of the greatest games in NFL history. Yesterday, it was just back and forth. And, of course, Aaron Rodgers steps up and makes the big play. And then the Pittsburgh Steelers defeated the Kansas City Chiefs 18-16 last night, as finally we saw two close games on Sunday, as the playoffs have been blowout after blowout after blowout. But a big, big games on Sunday. And, of course, none was bigger than the Green Bay Packers 34-31 victory. And it was crazy as Jared Cook, a guy that's had an illustrious career, right? He's done up and down. He's been all over the place. He's had troubles catching balls. As a fantasy owner, we were always, always underwhelmed by Cook's play. But he made one of the greatest catches in Green Bay history. He actually made a couple catches that were great athletic catches in this contest. And he was the man, keeping his foot in bounds. Aaron Rodgers throwing on the run. Rodgers 28 for 43, 356, two touchdowns and an interception. And I'll tell you right now, Ty Montgomery has turned into be something special. 11 carries, 47 yards. He had two touchdowns for Green Bay. Also had six catches, 34 yards in this one. A great, great afternoon by Ty Montgomery here. Rodgers and Ty Montgomery leading the way in this contest. Aaron Rodgers also ran twice for 16 yards. Now, the Green Bay receiving was led by Jared Cook. Six catches, 104 yards, and a touchdown. Devontae Adams took a... I thought he suffered a bad ankle injury in this one, because he went down after getting his leg twisted up, but he came back on the field. We saw two incredible, actually, what I thought were horrific injuries. One was to Martellus Bennett, who had that dreaded knee injury with no one touching him, and then came back two plays later. Devontae Adams doing the same thing. Adams had five catches, 76 yards. Randall Cobb had some big plays, seven catches, 62 yards. Geronimo Allison had three catches, 46 yards. Did get some wrath of Aaron Rodgers in this one for running some wrong routes there. And, of course, we talked about Ty Montgomery in that one. And, of course, the field goal kicking also was absolutely on key here. Mason Crosby, 2 for 2, and hits a 56-yarder to win this thing. I mean, it was an amazing, amazing contest. And I'll tell you what, the Dallas Cowboys, I don't know if you gain more respect than a loss, but it's possible after yesterday's performance. Dak Prescott was the man. 24 for 38, 302, three touchdowns. He did have an interception. Ezekiel Elliott was Ezekiel Elliott. 22 carries, 125 yards. And I got to tell you something. Here's what I got to tell you. That we talk about this Dallas offensive line a lot, and I'm one of those guys that were like, you know what? Elliott's a good player, and he's a really good player. But I can't vote for him for MVP, and I still believe this. Because even Darren McFadden ran behind his line and put up big numbers. That being said, Elliott always gets you two or three more yards at every carry. Like, every carry, I think he gets two or three more yards than any other back would in the league. It's an amazing thing to watch with Ezekiel Elliott, and that's a special player right there with Zeke. Dez Bryant came ready to play yesterday, and he was a difference maker. 9 catches, 132 yards, 2 touchdowns. He was the man, and Green Bay didn't have an answer for him yesterday. Terrence Williams, 4 catches for 68 yards. Jason Witten had his first touchdown of the playoffs. 6 catches, 59 yards, and a touchdown for Jason Witten. And Green Bay wins 34-31. And they go on to face the Atlanta Falcons. And, folks, this is amazing. The line for the Falcons and the Green Bay Packers, Atlanta's a 4-point favorite. But here's the put here. You ready? The total is 61. 61 for an NFL game. I don't think I've seen this before. I really don't believe I've seen this total before. I don't know how you go over this total. You take the under and you hope for some field goals, because this is absolutely amazing that this total is 61. I have with me today, of course, Mike Florio of Fantasy First Look. Mike, can you believe a 61 total in an NFL game?
And especially in a conference championship game, that's going to be a fun one. But no, I wouldn't have guessed 61 as a total.
It's a crazy, crazy thing. And I'll tell you what, I'm looking forward to watching those two play. And I think out of, you know, this is the crazy part and probably aggravate some people listening in the audience who are fans of the other teams. If you're looking for just good games and matching up teams, I think the NFC and the AFC matched up the two best teams for tournaments this week and for playing the games. Like, who's not going to want to watch Green Bay and Atlanta? Who's not going to watch Pittsburgh and New England? Like, to me, this is it. This is what we got. This is what people should have wanted. I think they just go at it.
It's going to be probably the best day of football all year.
I'll get all fired up for that one, as we'll have all week to break that down right here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. So make sure you tune in each and every week. Now, the Atlanta Falcons, they took on the Seattle Seahawks, and the Seahawks marched down the field on the first drive, and it was looking ugly, right? Atlanta wins the toss. They choose to defer, which they customarily do. And then Russell Wilson marches him down the field. Now, Wilson was 17 for 30, 225, 2 touchdowns, and 2 interceptions in this contest. He also was running good. Like, this is the Russell Wilson we saw prior to the injury. 6 carries for 49 yards rushing for Russell Wilson. Thomas Rawls did not have the day that we saw against the Detroit Lions. He had 11 carries, 34 yards. Alex Collins came in for 2 carries and 14 yards, and you saw a little J.D. McKissic in the background. He had 1 carry for 3 yards, but he was also involved in the pass game and doing some pass blocking in this one. McKissic had 1 catch for 5 yards there. Receivers Paul Richardson, he looks like he'll be interesting next year for fantasy owners. Richardson, 4 catches, 83 yards. Dougie Baldwin had 5 for 80 and a touchdown. Jimmy Graham got a touchdown early and then disappeared. 3 catches for 22 yards and a touchdown there. For the Falcons, Matt Ryan, 338 yards passing, 26 for 37. He had 3 touchdown passes in this one. Devonta Freeman was the leading receiver, 4 catches for 80 yards. And you can't ever forget about Taylor Gabriel. He was back, 4 catches, 71 yards for Gabriel. Now, Julio Jones, 6 for 67 and a touchdown. But Jones, again, sat out some plays with that foot situation. So now, with a week going back, Green Bay, we'll see if he's ready to go. Mohamed Sanu, 4 catches, 44 yards, and a touchdown. And Levine Tulafolo, 2 for 26 in this one. Also had a big drop in that. Tevin Coleman was a monster. 3 catches, 22 yards, and a touchdown. And, of course, Coleman led them in rushing with 11 carries for 57 yards there. Devonta Freeman had 14 carries, 45 yards, and a touchdown to go with the 4 catches and 80 yards of receiving. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll break down the AFC situation. Don't go anywhere. You listen to the Fantasy News Desk, brought to you by the New York Daily News. Welcome back to the Fantasy News Desk, brought to you by the New York Daily News. My name is Tony Cicada, and yesterday the Pittsburgh Steelers defeated the Kansas City Chiefs, and you know what happened? Chris Boswell came to the table and says, "I am the man. Give respect to the kickers." And he had 6 field goals in this one as the Kansas City Chiefs go down to the Pittsburgh Steelers 18-16. And, of course, there will be some talk about officiating based on this one. But you know how that goes. Every game, you can blame the officials. And we all need people to blame. We all need people to blame in life for things that don't work out. And, of course, the Steelers defeated the Chiefs 18-16 here. And the Pittsburgh Steelers were led by Ben Roethlisberger in an off track in a tough environment. He goes 20 for 31, 224, 0 touchdowns. Did have an interception in this one. The receivers, of course, Antonio Brown with a big play in the fourth quarter, has 6 catches, 108 yards. The tight end, Jesse James, 5 catches, 63 yards. Eli Rogers also 5 catches, 27 yards there. And Le'Veon Bell, is he the man? 30 carries, 170 yards. Also had 2 catches, but for minus 4 yards, as Pittsburgh put up 18 points, which consisted of 6 field goals. James Harrison had a big sack in the fourth quarter to stop the Kansas City Chiefs dead in their tracks. And, of course, Alex Smith in a tough environment last night as the fog was rolling into Kansas City. He was 20 for 34, 172, a touchdown and an interception. Spencer Ware did get in the end zone. He only had 8 carries, 35 yards, and a touchdown. I don't understand why Kansas City did not run the ball more in this game. They ran the ball 14 carries for 61 yards, which averaged 4.4 yards a carry. And the Pittsburgh Steelers are very, very challenged against the run. I thought Andy Reid did a very poor job as a coaching last night. Very poor. 5 receptions for 77 yards for Travis Kelce. Jerry McLaughlin, 2 for 28. And Tyreek Hill, 4 for 27 there. And Chris Conley, 2 for 19. And we also had a fumble from Shaquandrick West in this one, as the Pittsburgh Steelers will take on the New England Patriots on Sunday evening in the National Football League. Now, not like the total, but we have a high total. Not like the Green Bay Atlanta total. The New England Patriots are a 6-point favorite, and their total is 50.5 in this contest. So we're going to have a lot of points scored for this weekend. So get fired up about that and go out there and say it'll be a little fun in the NFL this weekend, as we'll be having the National Football League with some severe offenses go in there and try to put together beatdowns on their opponents. In the final game of the weekend, when the New England Patriots defeated the Houston Texans 34-16, in this one, the game was a lot closer than this 18-point difference, which is crazy. It tells you Houston was right there. Now, people will look at Brock Osweiler and say 23-40, 198, a touchdown of 3 interceptions. He was horrible. Well, you got to remember, Will Fuller dropped a touchdown that was there that would have made the game different. And there are a couple other plays that go one way or another, and Brock Osweiler has a decent day there. Lamar Miller had 19 carries for 73 yards in this one. Osweiler had an 18-yard run. DeAndre Hopkins, 6 catches, 65 yards. And Jonathan Grimes, 4 for 43 in receptions there. C.J. Fedorkiewicz had a touchdown, 3 catches for 36 yards. For the New England Patriots, they were led by an incredible evening by Julian Edelman. 8 carries, 137 yards. And then, of course, Deion Lewis, a man who set a record. He returned a touchdown off a kickoff. He caught a touchdown pass. He ran a touchdown pass. Deion Lewis, the man who did not put on the Patriots uniform all year, shows up in the playoffs and is absolutely ready to go. Pittsburgh versus the New England Patriots, that should be a great one. We'll be knocking that down all week long right here on the Fantasy News Desk, brought to you by the New York Daily News. My name's Tony Cicada. Make sure you tune into all the great programming on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Absolutely committed to giving you the greatest fantasy sports information on the planet Earth, and soon to be expanding to the other 8 planets in our atmosphere. So Neptune Fantasy Sports is coming to you. It's the Fantasy News Desk brought to you by Tony Sicado. We're out of here.
and their knack for picking up on trends is second to none. The Fantasy Sports Network features the best of the best in the entire fantasy sports world with guests from all across the industry. So join us every single day to help you win your league. The Fantasy Sports Network. Find us on your cable box at FNTSY.com or on your Xbox, Apple TV, Roku, or Amazon Fire.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. DFS Today, presented by DailyRoto.com. Now, here's Tony Cincotta.
Yo! Good evening. Welcome to DFS Today, brought to you by DailyRoto.com. Tell you what. What a weekend, right? What a weekend. I didn't do so good at football. I did alright in golf, though. Of course, Justin Thomas wins back-to-back tournaments in golf, taking the PGA by storm. I was actually reading today that he's the first golfer since Tiger Woods to win three out of his first five official starts in the PGA Tour. So Justin Thomas is in uncharted territories. Great, great stuff from him as he is getting it done. This week, it looks like for golf purposes, the PGA Tour is going to be going to San Diego. So there'll be no contest this week, but the following week they will pick up in San Diego. And Tiger Woods is expected to play in that one. Tonight, we've got the Cleveland Cavaliers and the Golden State Warriors among many matchups. So people will be playing a little DFS hoops tonight, and they'll be excited about it because you get LeBron and you get the boys at Golden State going at it. It'll be interesting. But is that where we're going to go as DFS owners? Are we going to be lulled in to jumping on board that game? First game on the agenda tonight, game with no line as of yet. The Atlanta Hawks taking on the New York Knickerbockers in this one. Next game up is Portland Trailblazers, Washington Wizards. We have a 220 total in this one. Washington is a 3.5-point favorite. And you look at the Golden State-Cleveland game, and you would think immediately that game's going to have the highest total. That game's 224.5, so we're only 4.5-point difference between that and the Wizards and the Trailblazers. So people could be paying attention to this Golden State game, and you could sneak in the back door with the Wizards and Trailblazers and a lot less salary involved there. Next up, the Philadelphia 76ers and the Milwaukee Bucks. 208.5 is the total. And then we'll have the Pelicans and the Indiana Pacers go at it, 214 total. Then we have the Orlando Magic and the Denver Nuggets. This is a game that's going to be very interesting from a point total here. The Magic play that slowdown a little style, but every once in a while they turn it up a notch. And the Nuggets very poor defensively. This could be a game that has some interesting output here. Then the Charlotte Hornets, Boston Celtics, no total on this game as of tonight. I talked about the Cavaliers and the Warriors, 224.5. Then you have the Utah Jazz, Phoenix Suns, 202 is the total. And Oklahoma City Thunder, Russell Westbrook goes head-to-head with Chris Paul. That total is 210.5. It was this weekend that Russell Westbrook had his second quadruple-double of the season. Russell Westbrook actually had 10 turnovers in the game, as well as the double digits in each of the categories we're accustomed to. So Russell Westbrook tonight against Chris Paul will be very interesting in that contest there. As Mike Florio, of course, of Fantasy First Looks with me as well today. Mike, how do you feel about Russell Westbrook having two quadruple doubles this season, which included 10 turnovers in each of these games, which he had this weekend?
Yeah, you're not happy with the turnovers, but, I mean, with everything else he gives you, you can't really complain too much.
You can complain. You can always complain. That's what we're about, Mike, with America. We are about complaining.
I don't know. I guess it's a trade-off. You know, you get these monster fantasy numbers, but you got to take a few turnovers.
Yeah. What is your do you like pastries?
Eh, kind of. Not really.
Yeah, it's like one of those things. Like, if I go over grandma's house, I'll have a pastry, but I'm not buying one.
No, I'm more of like, I like cookies or anything like that. Like, pastries, only if, yeah, like, I would never buy them, but if someone puts them out, sure.
I used to be a operations manager in the banking world, and I used to have a lot of older ladies work for me. And they would always have, like, jars of M&Ms around, and I couldn't walk by that jar without taking some M&Ms.
I would be the same way.
I asked them, please, stop bringing in these M&Ms.
Yeah, no, I would definitely do the same thing. I would see them, and I would just eat them, and you don't think about it. Before you know it, though, you had a whole jar.
Yeah, it gets a little crazy. It gets a little crazy. Tonight, at the point guard position in the NBA. Now, it's going to be interesting. Because the point guard matchup in that Orlando-Denver game is somewhere we want to attack. That being said, what do you do? Who do you put in there? How do you attack it is the key. Because Alfred Payton, he's a guy that I was probably on a two-week run using, and he was getting it done, and it was cheap. Then his price went up. Then he stopped playing good. And it's like, what the heck do you do tonight in this one? If you wanted to save a little money, which you're probably going to have to do because we have some of the marquee guys playing tonight, right? Alfred Payton coming off a 58-point effort against the Utah Jazz. The Utah Jazz, like of all the teams that Alfred Payton's going to put up 58 points, he puts it up against the Jazz. Game before that, he put up 36. DJ Augustine, right? It's been getting some play. Peyton's on a run. 58, 36, then he had a 12, right? Where he played 23 minutes in this one against the Clippers, and Chris Paul shut him down. Against the Lakers, which is a dream matchup. He only put up 23.5, Alfred Payton, in 19 minutes of play. And then prior to that, he had 36 and 43. Like, and then the Orlando Magic of force feeding us a little DJ Augustine. That confuses the situation, and I'll tell you right now, I think I'm leaning towards a little Alfred Payton tonight. DJ Augustine's only $3,300 on DraftKings. He put up a 6 his last game, a 19, a 14, and then a 24 and 26. So his run is over. I think you can be confident in going a little Alfred Payton tonight. Against those Denver Nuggets. He's got a crazy haircut. There's no doubt about it. But the guy can go to the hole. And he should be going to the hole tonight against the Denver Nuggets. In that same contest, a lot of people will be saying, hey, Tony, what about Emmanuel Mudiay? He's got a good matchup on paper. Emmanuel Mudiay, Tony. This is a guy that in my season-long league, Fantasy First Look host, and a guy that fills in for me in the lineup luck show, Frank Stanfill. He tries to trade me Emmanuel Mudiay all the time, and I don't take it. And I just don't see the upside with Emmanuel Mudiay. His minutes have been restricted. 22 minutes, 26 minutes, 26 minutes, 26 minutes. Did play 31 minutes there. Mudiay, if he could get some playing time, would be an option, but on face value, not looking like an option in tonight's contest. Now, a lot of people will be loving a little Jeff Teague tonight, right? Jeff Teague going up against the Washington Wizards. Jeff Teague. You know, I still feel weird whenever I say that name, the Washington Wizards. It sounds so ridiculous, right? You got to be honest. The Wizards? Doesn't it sound ridiculous? Just a little bit? I mean, the Bullets, I understand the whole gang situation and you don't want to promote warfare in the inner cities. That being said, I don't know. I look at it and say, hey, I got to go ahead and get some craziness here. The Wizards sound like it's a Harry Potter movie. Who wants a Harry Potter movie? The the Knicks. They play the Knicks tonight. They don't play the Wizards. I'm confused on my games there. And, of course, Derrick Rose, not very good defensively. He's a guy you're going to jump all over and put in those contests at $7,500 tonight. So Jeff Teague is the guy that should be looking there. John Wall in the Washington Wizards, of course, in a game tonight with that high total. Wall is never a bad play, but at $9,300, I'm going to try to take a shot on some of these other guys that I mentioned. But he's a safe play against Damian Lillard, who's not a great defender, and he's been getting assists like crazy. I have no problem using John Wall in tonight's contest there, but I'm going to save a little money and go elsewhere at the point guard position tonight because a lot of people there, though a safe play will be John Wall. And here's one of the guys that I think's underpriced. Rue Holiday in tonight's matchup, right? A little Pelican action. Now, we don't know the situation involving Anthony Davis. I expect him to play, but if he didn't play, you can even go feel better about Rue Holiday. They play the Indiana Pacers and Jeff Teague tonight, right? 214 is the total. As good as Teague is offensively, is as bad as he is defensively. And it'll give you an opportunity. They're the sixth worst team against point guards. It gives you a great opportunity tonight to go ahead and use Rue Holiday on the cheap. They do have a team total of 104 in this one, and I'm all about the Rue. The Rue. The Rue is on fire. We don't need no fire. Let the, you know, the rest of the song. But he struggled in his last game, so he'll be owned probably by under 10% tonight. He put up 20 in a game. He looked drastic in that one. Prior to that, he had a 31, a 24, 25, 34, 37, 38 there. The $6,800, nice salary, Rue Holiday's there. Now, Giannis Antetokounmpo also has a good matchup tonight in the Milwaukee Bucks. He's, of course, over the $10,000 mark going against the Philadelphia 76ers, who can't play any defense at all. They're 21st in the league against point guards, and I'll tell you what, when you watch it on paper, I can't figure out how the hell they're 21st, because they look like Rodriguez is one of the worst one-on-one defenders in all of the NBA, so it makes no sense to me. This is a great matchup there. TJ McConnell is not that much better as a defensive standout, so we'll jump on that one. At the shooting guard, Kent Bazemore has the best matchup on paper, but he can't throw the ball in the ocean, so the $4,000 salary is going to be luring. I guess if you played like 20 lineups, you would throw one in there in the tournament auction and forget about that. Evan Fournier, great matchup against the Denver Nuggets. Only $5,300 on DraftKings, $5,200 on FanDuel. Avery Bradley in the Boston Celtics. He's got a nice price on DK, $6,000 for Avery Bradley as the Boston Celtics have a game against Charlotte in that one. Got to see those Charlotte injuries to make sure we can solidify him in that contest this evening. Klay Thompson's got a great matchup in that game against the Cleveland Cavaliers in there. Of course, people don't realize that Klay Thompson is actually leading the Golden State Warriors in shots taking per game, but his rebounding and assists are low, so like a lot of two guards, he's only getting the points situation there. So Klay Thompson in play tonight for the Golden State Warriors, and a guy that I like in that contest there. So a little Avery Bradley action. I like a little Klay Thompson for the people there, and of course Evan Fournier at the point guard, the two guard situations. It's tonight's action in the National Basketball Association. You'll listen to DFS Today, brought to you by DailyRoto.com. When we come back, I will give you the small forwards that I'm looking at tonight, and we'll make sure you have what you need. It's DFS Today, brought to you by DailyRoto.com. Get us every Monday through Friday right here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network, 6:30 in the morning, and, of course, 11:30 a.m. But if you're not available during those times, you can go to iTunes or Google Play and download the shows at your leisure. And then we cap it all off tonight at 6 p.m. Eastern, each and every Monday through Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern. Benny Riccati, Tony Cincotta, the Lineup Blog Show, brought to you by DailyRoto.com. We give you all the injury news as it comes out, all the information. You don't want to be anywhere else but here. This is the place. I was thinking about it the other day. This show catching on more and more and more and more people are listening. The reason they're going to listen is because it's two guys that play the games, and we don't throw in 200 lineups and then say, oh, we won tonight, this slam. Yeah, you won. You lost 199 times, too. Stay tuned for more from DFS Today.
Join the family at Modell Sporting Goods. Visit your nearest Modell's and sign up for our MVP Rewards program to receive insider deals all year round. Earn points on every purchase when you use your MVP card to earn Modell's cash back. It's our way of thanking you for being a loyal customer. Upon signing up, receive 10% off your purchase and 15% off your next purchase. It's that simple. Plus, new MVPs this month are eligible to win a $500 Modell's gift card. When you gotta play more and pay less, you gotta go to Mo's.
If you've heard of WeatherTech floor liners, you probably know that for your vehicle's floor, nothing protects better. But what about protection for the rest of your car or truck? I'm David McNeil, founder of WeatherTech. Besides our floor liners, we design, engineer, and manufacture a wide range of automotive accessories right here in America. And just like our floor liners, everything is done to the highest standards possible. We understand what kind of investment owning a vehicle can be. So we do everything possible to help you protect it. We don't take shortcuts, and we never make concessions when it comes to quality. For everything from cargo liners to cleaning and detailing supplies, to mud flaps and car covers, the one place you need to go is WeatherTech.com. So if you are familiar with our floor liners, just imagine how well the rest of our products will work for you. Learn more about our full line of automotive accessories at WeatherTech.com or call 1-800-CAR-MATS, WeatherTech.com. Proudly made in America.
Steiner Sports is the leading memorabilia provider for the New York Yankees, Rangers, Giants, Knicks, and the Brooklyn Nets. Featuring hundreds of items from your favorite athletes, Steiner Sports is your source for the best sports gifts. Go to SteinerSports.com/box and shop our collection of memorabilia boxes, which include 10 gifts for the price of one. We've made one for each of your favorite teams. Hurry, supplies are limited, and these are some of the best deals we have ever offered. So go to SteinerSports.com/box today.
Yeah. DFS Today, brought to you by DailyRoto.com. Very soothing music right there. Come in. Take it easy and go like that. Mike Florio, how's things going, man? Did you play any DFS football this weekend?
I did. I played in a triple up and a tournament.
Did you make any money?
I dropped 140 points and did not make any money.
Did you get pissed off?
A little bit. I thought my chances were great coming into Sunday. I had Rodgers, Bell, Kelsey, and Steelers defense, and I wasn't too far out of the money. I was like, all right, cool. I'm going to have a good week. Nope.
Very sad. Very sad. You know, it's one of those things that happens every once in a while.
Yeah, it was a pretty high-scoring week, I'm guessing.
Except if you had Chiefs or Steelers.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, if 140 is still a decent way out of the money, it had to be a good weekend all around.
Unless you played FanDuel and you had Chris Boswell kicking field goals.
Yeah, someone probably won a lot of money just by throwing him in and saying, let's hope. Because it was poor weather and stuff. He was probably low-owned.
Can you imagine, Chris? That's what's wrong with fantasy if you have the kickers in there. I'm fired up. I had Chris Boswell. Come on. You can't have that. We can't have kickers dominating our fantasies.
Yeah, it's like that time you were saying fantasy makes you root for other teams to get field goals and such just so their players don't get... And that's what people... I'm sure there's a handful of people who either won or lost a lot of money because of Chris Boswell, so...
Crazy, crazy, crazy. At the small forward position tonight, you want to spend some cake and you want a superstar? How about a guy named Kevin Durant? He's not bad. He's got a great matchup against the Cleveland Cavaliers. They're 28th in the league at the small forward position. Kevin Durant, $9,900. He's even under $10,000 tonight. on DraftKings at FanDuel is exactly 10,000. He comes into play there. One of my favorite players, of course, Otto Porter Jr., has a great matchup tonight. You could use him at small forward or power forward on DraftKings. He has a $6,400 salary and a $6,100 salary in this one, facing, you know, your team. The team that allows everybody to go a little wild from an offensive perspective in the second highest total on the day, the Portland Trailblazers. They do not defend big men well, and Otto Porter in a nice matchup there. And I'd like to get a little Otto Porter and Kevin Durant in my lineups tonight, and I'll be looking like a boss. I don't understand where that term comes from. How did someone start saying they look like a boss, and what does it even mean?
I'm not sure how it started, but it's taken off. What it means, it's like, you know, you look like a boss. You look like the guy, I guess. I don't, something along those lines.
LeBron James, not a bad play tonight, 10,100. But the problem is, I like LeBron. I like Mr. Kevin Durant better than LeBron, and they're $200 difference there. So I am going with Kevin Durant as opposed to LeBron James in tonight's matchup in Golden State. Also, guys that have some decent matchups that are a little cheaper for you is very interesting, because I could never use this guy, but I'm going to throw him out there, okay? I'm going to tell him about you, and you guys can make your decision. I don't like Solomon Hill. There's no consistent playing time at all, but he's $3,400. He has a great matchup against a very poor defense. He's $3,600. And then 2 games ago, the guy put up 33 fantasy points. Now, I think it's a statistical enigma, because he had a 19, he had a 33, a 9, 11, a 7, a 10, a 9. So I don't like him, but I'm just throwing him out there so you guys can be cognizant of it at $3,600. And you can make the call. My call is, I'm not using him. I think it would be crazy. Andre Roberson in tonight's game also has a good matchup. $4,000 in the game against the Clip. And, of course, the Clip, very good team defensively. At the power forward position, a game with no total as of yet, Paul Millsap facing the team 21st in the league against power forwards in that one. And also a game with no total, Marvin Starvin Williams against the Boston Celtics. Don't defend a big man well. His price is only $4,400 for Marvin Williams. And you look at Williams, since coming back from the injury, he's been up and down. He put up 8 fantasy points in his last game. Then he had a 27, a 22, a 32, a 24. I expect him to take a shot at that 30-point range tonight. And of Marvin Williams at 4,400, that would bring back 7 times the value in that one. Also, in a good game tonight, Markieff Morris, right? Markieff Morris against the Portland Trailblazers. I told you the Trailblazers don't defend Big Ben well. He is an opportunity tonight to save a little cash. A little cash, as they are 28th in the league against power forwards there. Thaddeus Young's a guy that you never know what you're going to get from Thaddeus Young, because he's a third, fourth option on that team. And he has a good matchup against the New Orleans Pelicans in this one, but put up a 12 his last game, then a 35, a 22, a 23, 16, 26, 30. So we're only talking about 2 games of over 30 points in his last 7 games. We've got to get better than that to get consistency for some Thaddeus Young in there. Terrence Jones, if we don't have Anthony Davis tonight, Terrence Jones becomes a very good play. So make sure you get him in there. Now, with Anthony Davis in the starting lineup, I like him a little less as they look to keep him in the starting lineup and keep Dante Cunningham on the bench. I'm a little concerned about it. It is a good matchup if you want to roll the dice, but the ball, just not going to get enough ball action, not going to get a little usage rate in that one without Anthony Davis being on the sideline there. But a good matchup for him tonight there. At the center position tonight, Dwight Howard has a dream matchup. Dwight Howard, $7,000. Every time you look at Dwight Howard against the New York Knickerbockers, you got to say, come on, Dwight, put it together against this Joakim Noah. We had 37 points for Howard his last game, and then a 20, a 33, a 40, a 27, a 32 there. You know, he really doesn't explode and ends up being more of a cash game option for fantasy owners on most nights. Also, in tonight's matchup, you get like a little Al Horford facing the Carolina situation there. They're fifth in the league, fifth worst in the league at covering centers. So he comes into play. Like a little Nikolai Jokic tonight. A little Nikolai Jokic against the Orlando Magic, who do not defend the big men well. I like him a lot, to tell you the truth. I like Jokic a lot tonight. Maxime Gortat also has a great matchup. They're 28th in the league against center, 6,200. And Gortat, always a guy that's going to get you 37 minutes, 35 minutes. And he becomes a guy you absolutely got to put on your roster. Even though he has been slowed down as of late. 25 fantasy points, 22, 25, 20, 33, 38, 32, 37. So he went a 5 or 6 game run in the 30s. And it's been 4 games since he's reached that point total as of late. Got to be careful there that Maxime Gortat is not slowing down. But he is a guy that I am loving in that one. There you have it. Tune in to the Lineup Block Show brought to you by DailyRoto.com tonight, 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern, with myself and Benny Riccati. We'll get you all the information. Who's out? Who's in? Where they're going? You've got to get it with this right here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network, because we're fired up and we're going to take you all the way to fantasy eternity. So make sure you're in there tonight. DFS Today brought to you by DailyRoto.com. My name's Tony Cicada. We're out of here.
Muscle Maker Grill was made for football season. Muscle Maker Grill supplies you with delicious, healthy meals that'll give you energy to cheer on your team week after week. Whether you're craving flavorful salad, packed wraps, or guiltless entrees, Muscle Maker Grill has you covered. Hosting a game? No problem. Our catering packages will have your whole team satisfied with flavors ranging from Italian to Tex-Mex and much, much more. Visit MuscleMakerGrill.com for your nearest location and have a winning season.
Hey, it's Tony Cicada from the Lineup Block Show, brought to you by DailyRoto.com. You can hear myself and Benny Riccati 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday, as we get you that night's plays in Daily Fantasy. Our whole goal of the Lineup Block Show is to make sure you and your kids are not eating ramen noodles for life. It's 33 cents, but the sodium intake is out of this world, and then you'll get big, and they'll get fat, and then the medical insurance will go up, and you won't be able to afford it. So it's a lot of pressure on myself and Benny Riccati. So listen to the Lineup Block Show, 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday, right here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Are you frustrated with bad beats, whining sports celebrities, and the cost of remaining alive? If the NFL team you root for and your fantasy team both suck on Sundays, tune into the Fantasy Sports Radio Network at 4:30 Eastern for Sports Rage, a compilation of my Game Time Decisions monologue from the past week.
I'm Ashley Docking, host of Fantasy Sports Today. And if you want to be a winner, then the Fantasy Sports Network is for you. We're the first and only television network dedicated, that's 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to fantasy sports. We feature live advice, explore deep stats, and suggest players you can add before your league mates do. We give you nuggets of wisdom on everything from fantasy football leagues to fantasy movie leagues. But we're more than just numbers. Our host's approach to fantasy is unique and